Medical workers of Reddit, what were the most haunting last words you've heard from a patient? A family friend had a very young niece that was dying from cancer. Her parents were there to comfort her in the final hours, and one of the last things she asked was, "How do I die?" My uncle was born with Down syndrome. He was 42 when he died, but had the mind of a 3-ish-year-old. He could do things like brush his teeth, dress himself, etc., but needed prompting and supervision. My GMA, his mother, died in 1974. My uncle died in 1984. The night before he died, he told all of us that Mama came to see me last night. My dad asked him if he had a dream about Mama. He said no. She sat on my bed with me and told me she was coming to get me soon and take me home with her and not to be scared because it was all okay. We dismissed it. 24 hours later he was dead. He died peacefully in his sleep. Thanks for the award. I'm new so I don't know what it means yet, but AWW. Thank you from a little old man with stage 4 lung cancer. He had no family, so I stayed after my shift ended. He just didn't want to die alone, and I refused to let it happen. Dunno why, but it still makes me cry when I think of it. Edit. Thank you for the golden kind words, fellow Redditors. I very much appreciate it. I was about 5 or 6 when my grandfather was on his deathbed. The last thing he did was put his hand on my shoulder and said, "No wonder you never liked my spicy food." And then he passed about 10 seconds later. We were all super confused. About 3 months later, I almost died from suffocation after eating some salsa. At the hospital, I was diagnosed with a capsaicin allergy, spicy food. To this day, it still creeps me out. No one knew I was allergic before then, and I didn't show any signs either. It wasn't words, but the most haunting death was a patient who was DNR, through her and her family's wishes. She was losing her battle, and her family wasn't there. She was getting frantic, and looking around, and half sitting up in bed, and a nurse with more experience than me, took her hand and calmly said, "It's okay, you're not alone. We are right here with you, it's okay to leave." The patient immediately calmed, put her head back on the pillow and died. I knew I wanted to be that nurse when I grew up. How the hell did she know just what to do and say? I've never forgotten it. My pop died of lung cancer. The last lucid thing he did was wake up just long enough to sing "Show Me the Way to Go Home." "I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it went right to my head." It was really pretty amazing and freaky at the same time. Fuck cancer. Edit. Wow, my first gold. Thanks for the glitter and all the kind words. My sincerest condolences to everyone who has lost someone to this horrible disease. Dad was over 80 and had smoked for a lot of his life. I still miss him, but he lived a long life and his time had come. I've lost a couple of friends who are my age to cancer, and those deaths are much harder to accept. He was a foot soldier in WWII, and he sang that song while marching through Germany, I believe. Nurse, in hospital caring for 40-ish man with brain tumor, coming in and out of consciousness, not to be resuscitated. His 16-year-old daughter was crying non-stop for 12 hours. His wife, who had been given a few months to prepare herself, was calm and focused on her husband. I had to routinely check his level of consciousness, which involved talking to him in a loud voice, response to auditory stimulation, which I did not like to do. So I asked his wife to do the loud voice part, so the voice he would hear would be hers, not mine, and she did so without hesitation. The only response we observed with her vocalization was that this by now profoundly unconscious patient took her hand to his lips and kissed it. He stopped breathing very soon after that. I'm haunted, but not in a bad way. Kid crying for his mommy, but mommy was in police custody for beating the kid into a brain hemorrhage. Had a patient on the cardiac ICU during my second month of intern year who had newly diagnosed heart failure that we couldn't figure out what caused it. He was a healthy guy, in his 60s, did yoga every day, walked a few miles 5 days a week. Genuinely nice guy, which is always a bad prognostic sign. With his heart failure, his heart was so stretched out and not squeezing adequately to provide the blood and subsequent oxygen he needs to the rest of his body. A few nights into his hospital stay, I come in the next morning and discovered that the senior resident had to code him for sustained unstable heart arrhythmia, unstable VTach. I went and talked with him about it the next morning, and he told me that he was in and out of consciousness during it all from the low blood pressure, but he compared it to the feeling of jumping out of the plane and skydiving. Later that morning I was checking on him again, and he didn't look so good. He goes into the arrhythmia again, drops his blood pressure, and is in and out of consciousness. As I'm charging the defibrillator to shock him again, he comes back around to and briefly, and asks me if I'm taking him skydiving again, and lets out a nervous laugh before losing consciousness. I was visiting my grandpa, and had to leave town, and go back to medical school, and I told him I loved him, and would see him later. He told me he loved me too, but no I won't. He was right, he died a week later of pneumonia. I'm going home tonight, so I won't see you tomorrow, bye. Damn if she wasn't right. When I was training I had a guy go into a massive cardiac arrest. We ended up working on him for over an hour and a half, because we kept getting him back then losing him again. He had wet himself during the arrest, which is common, it happens, and he just kept apologizing for making a mess. Apostrophe. Not the very last words, but I had a patient in her early 20s who was severely thrombocytopenic and bleeding profusely for days ask me if she was going to make it. I had to look her in the eyes and tell her there is a good chance she wouldn't. I thought she would bust into tears but no, she just kind of sat back and accepted it. I think she already knew. She died shortly after I got off shift. I'm an EMT. Had a patient say I don't feel so good, right before they dropped dead of massive heart attack. It was just the matter of fact way they said it. With wide eyes, don't listen to my family, they want to keep me around forever, but I just want to die. They won't let me. Edit, she wanted to get off dialysis which was a death sentence for her. Not a medical worker, but I went with my father, to say goodbye to my great uncle, his uncle. He was suffering from dementia and clearly on the way out, he no longer recognized people. My father was an only child, and spent most of his time being raised by his uncles, as his father ran a farm all day. Anyway, we are sitting there, and great uncle is snoozing. He suddenly wakes up, and clearly sees my father and starts talking to him about a bun, and describing it in great detail. Like, he's talking about where it is, the way the paint was flaking off in one corner, and so on. My father is quieter than normal and just saying yes over and over as he describes the barn. Then, just before great uncle loses consciousness, he describes going into the barn and setting it on fire. Turns out that my grandfather and great uncle were having a haluva dispute at one time and burned down the barn to get back at him. Everyone suspected, but never knew for sure. Edit, looks like I forgot the last words, most of them were mumbles, but he spoke about how the fire lit up the night, and how it took a while to catch. Apostrophe. You tell that man to get out of here right now, she screamed while staring behind me, eyes sharp and focused on something. Me, in the middle of the night, while I was working the haunted hall, by myself. All of the heebies, and most of the jeebies. Can I smoke in here? We were on an ambulance. Paramedic here. I was transporting a cardiac patient, and while we were both watching my EKG monitor, he went into fib, a lethal heart rhythm. His heart stopped pumping blood effectively at that point, but there was enough blood pressure for a few seconds of consciousness. He looked at me and said, "But I don't see the light," and went unconscious. Coded him, shocked him a few times, meds by the handful, but he died. Hospice nurse here had a patient who was experiencing terminal agitation. With an expression of complete terror on his face he said, "Help me, they are coming to get me." During my residency I was on call, and running the hospital, as senior residents tend to do. One of my responsibilities was being in charge of the entire ICU, which had about 16 to 20 bed capacity. I was taking care of a man who had a bowel perforation, a hole in his intestines. He had a NG, NASA gastric, tube up his nose into his stomach, so that he wouldn't drown in his own feces. His brother and sister-in-law came to visit him, and they had a nice conversation. I walked in as they were leaving, and they said to him make sure to listen to the doctor as they left. The patient and I talked a bit, and he wasn't looking so good. I kept hearing a gargling sound as he was speaking to me. The kind of sound you make when you rinse out your mouth with mouthwash and spit it out. I immediately checked his NG tube, and it came right out. He looked at me and said I shouldn't have played with the tube. Before going pale and losing a pulse, I did everything in my power to save him that day, but his lungs were full of stool, and he died 20 minutes later. The rest of the day I felt utterly numb, and it still sits with me to this day. To have a patient smiling and laughing with you one moment, then being deceased 20 minutes later is one hell of a roller coaster ride. Edit, to clear up a few quick points. The NG tube was attached to a canister on the wall and set to suction to help remove contents. And the patient most likely aspirated. Think about when you eat and cough slash swallow at the same time and the food goes down the wrong pipe equals airway versus the esophagus. After he pulled his tube out enough that it slipped out of his esophagus and thus allowed the contents to flow down the airway. I hope this clears things up. Sorry for any confusion. And thanks for the great questions and discussion. I'm doing my best to get to them during work. Edit 2, switched esophagus and airway up. Thanks, kind Redditor. I work as a PA for a clinic, so I'll never be involved in that situation. But I know a friend who has been. She is also a PA, and was helping a guy who was terminally ill. Before he passed, he asked her to not let his wife have his shit. Of course she listens and is sympathetic. A day or so after he passed, his ex-wife apparently shows up to the hospital with several kids saying she is in this guy's will. Long story short, she was trying to take his shit. My husband is a PICU nurse, and one morning he came home in a bit of a daze. I asked him what was wrong, and he told me about a little boy who had been in PICU for a few days already and wasn't getting better. Most nights, the little boy would wake up so one of the nurses would keep him company while he fell asleep again. My husband was doing just that. He read him a book, then just sat there with the boy listening to music, so he would go back to sleep. Before falling asleep, the little boy said, "You were my favorite." The boy passed away in the morning. His little heart gave out and refused to restart. Although all patients are important, some leave more of an impression than others. Until that point, that little boy hadn't stood out to my husband, and he felt terrible about it because, clearly, he had made a big impression on that little boy. That was the only patient's funeral he has ever attended. Edit. Thank you so much everyone for your amazing replies. I have passed along your love and gratitude to my husband. Actually read him some comments and he blushed and got all bashful. Thank you to those who gave this comment silver, golds and platinum. Since my husband did not receive this prizes, I went and bought him a PSN card so he can spend on his games and made him his favorite for dinner. Not a medical worker, but my friend's husband was dying from cancer. He'd done lots of chemo and one surgery, and overall his prognosis looked really good. He'd gone through another surgery and he was due to be released from the hospital a couple days after this story takes place. My friend had been with him and was going back home to sleep for the night. Just before she left his room, he said, "I'm going to miss you, my love," and obviously she thinks nothing of it, saying, "I'll miss you too. I'll be back in the morning." Couple hours later he was gone.